This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Myanmar protesters are back out in large numbers Monday. They are demonstrating against the country's military regime, despite an ominous warning of a deadly response by security forces. A group called Gen Z, along with the Civil Disobedience Movement, issued a call Sunday for a general strike, urging people to come together for a spring revolution. A message carried Sunday on state-owned MRTV warned protesters, quote, are now inciting the people, especially emotional teenagers and youths, to a confrontation path where they will suffer the loss of life. Reports out of Yangon says security forces have set up roadblocks near some foreign embassies, which have become gathering points for protesters calling for foreign intervention. The UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, tweeted a warning of his own late Sunday, saying security forces are being recorded and you will be held accountable. The Italian ambassador to Congo, an Italian carabinieri police officer, and their Congolese driver were killed Monday in an attack on a UN convoy in Congo. Ambassador Luca Antanasio, carabinieri officer Vittorio Iocovacci, and their driver were killed. The ambush happened in an area that is home to myriad rebel groups, according to foreign ministry and locals. The convoy was traveling from Goma to visit a World Food Program school feeding project in Rutshuru, according to the UN agency. WFP said it was seeking information from local authorities as the ambush occurred on a road that had previously been cleared for travel without security escorts. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is on the verge of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. That is more coronavirus-related deaths than anywhere else, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. President Joe Biden will talk about the lives lost to the virus Monday evening at the White House, followed by a moment of silence and a candle lighting ceremony. The U.S. is also the global leader for COVID-19 cases, with more than 8 million infections. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is setting out a roadmap for lifting one of Europe's strictest national lockdowns. However, any Britons still longing for a haircut or an evening out still face a long wait. Johnson is announcing plans Monday to ease restrictions in increments, starting by reopening schools in England on March 8th. People will be allowed to meet one friend or relative for a chat or picnic outdoors beginning that same day. 3 weeks later, people will be able to meet outdoors in groups of up to six. But restaurants, pubs, gyms, and hairdressers are likely to remain closed until at least April. It was 1 year ago that Italy became the first country outside of Asia to confirm locally transmitted coronavirus infections. Pope Francis and Italian President Sergio Mattarella marked the anniversary Sunday by establishing the National Day of Healthcare Personnel, an annual day to honor doctors, nurses, and other medical providers. European markets were in a slump Monday. Impatience appeared to be growing among investors with the slow introduction of new COVID-19 vaccines and the slow pace of economic stimulus legislation from the United States. Markets in Australia and Asia ended mostly lower earlier Monday. All three U.S. indexes were trending negatively in futures trading ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Boeing has recommended the airlines ground all of its 777s with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over the U.S. city of Denver, Colorado over the weekend. Meanwhile, U.S. regulators ordered United Airlines to step up inspections of those aircraft. United said Sunday it is temporarily removing the aircraft from service a day after one of its planes made an emergency landing. The plane's right engine blew apart just after takeoff. Japan also ordered the planes out of service, according to media reports. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access. You can read more about the story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.